This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Government says no compensation for demolished illegal structures on sewer lines. Three Kitwe residents jailed for dumping garbage along Kitwe-Ndola dual carriageway. And in global news, social media suspended in Gabon for spreading of false information. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Government says it has no plans to offer alternative land to individuals who bought plots and built houses on sewer lines across the country. Acting Local Government and Rural Development Minister Collins Nzovu has told Parliament this afternoon that the developments are illegal and that relocating affected occupants would be too costly. Responding to Kwacha Constituency Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga, who wanted to find out whether government is considering compensation when demolishing the illegally built structures, Mr. Nzovu emphasized that government's focus is to only remove the structures. Mr. Nzovu has affirmed government's commitment to getting back any land that has been encroached upon.
These portions of land which have been encroached upon, obviously they've been illegally encroached upon. Let me also make it very, very clear to the people encroaching that we are demanding our land back. As the Ministry of Local Government and Housing, we've made it very, very clear, very, very, very clear to people encroaching on these pieces of land that we'll get them back. Most of these encroachments, Madam Speaker, happened many, many years ago, but we cannot relocate these very expensive infrastructure. We cannot relocate this very expensive infrastructure. The solution we have right now is to move these people away from these very important areas.
The Kitwe Magistrates Court has convicted three Kitwe residents to 30 days simple imprisonment and fined them 150 kwacha each after they were found dumping waste illegally along the Kitwe-Ndola dual carriageway. Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti has disclosed that the convictions follow an enforcement operation conducted on the 15th of February aimed at curbing illegal waste disposal in the city. Ms. Nakweti says the operation was carried out by council police officers who apprehended the three offenders during the exercise and were later detained at Wusakile Police Station pending court appearance. She says on the 17th of February 2026, the trio identified as Ruth Nawale of Chamboli, Mildred Sikoji of Mulenga Compound and Helen Mwape of Chamboli appeared before the Kitwe Magistrates Court where they were convicted of illegal dumping of waste. Ms. Nakweti has revealed that the court ordered the offenders to each pay a fine of 150 kwacha and sentenced them to 30 days of simple imprisonment to be served at Kamfinsa Correctional Facility.
The council reminds members of the public that illegal dumping is an offence under the Public Health Act, the Local Government Act, as well as the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act. The indiscriminate disposal of waste poses serious public health and environmental risks. We therefore urge residents to use designated waste collection services, and we warn that the enforcement operations will continue.
Police in Mofolira have arrested a suspect in connection with the theft of copper after recovering a quantity of the metal whose value is yet to be determined. The arrest follows a joint operation between police and community members aimed at curbing rising cases of copper theft in the district. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi disclosed the development during an exhibition of the recovered copper in Mofolira today, explaining that the operation was triggered by a tip-off from community members about suspected stolen copper hidden near the Congolese soldiers' camp on the Zambian side. Mr. Yuyi said the suspected stolen has not yet been identified, was discovered on the 7th of February, noting that police have since been waiting for the rightful owner to come forward, but no one has claimed the consignment so far. He stated that investigations are ongoing to establish the source of the copper and whether more suspects are linked to the case, and that police are engaging experts in determining the amount.
We will not be able to deal with those police officers who are cutting deals with criminals. And also a message to the criminals themselves. They are never safe. They are not safe. We are a state police. We need the agents in law and order. We will make sure that law and order is held here in the Copper Belt. Copper Belt is part of Zambia. It's not a state outside Zambia. And as we are the Zambia police, a lead agent in the enforcement of the law.
The Zambia Air Force, ZAF, has reiterated its commitment to supporting local enterprise, vulnerable groups, and community development. Speaking in Kitwe this morning during a media breakfast ahead of the Air Force's 61st anniversary celebrations, which will be commemorated alongside the ZAF Expo and Marathon, scheduled for the 6th and 7th of March in Indola, ZAF Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni revealed that about 6 million kwacha is expected to be raised. Lieutenant General Nyoni says funds expected to be channeled towards improving facilities and services at Mitanda Home for the Aged and Lion School for the Visually Impaired in Indola. He added that the Air Force desires to celebrate this year's anniversary with all its corporate partners to strengthen strategic partnerships, noting that collaboration with stakeholders is key to fulfilling the institution's legacy and expanding its outreach programs.
The proceeds of these two events will go towards rehabilitating A, the Mitanda Home for the Aged, and B, the Lion School for Special Needs Children. These two institutions represent the heart of our community, our elderly citizens who build this nation, and our children with special needs who deserve dignity, opportunity, and support. Our target, quarter 6 million only, is ambitious, but we believe it is achievable.
Meanwhile, Access Bank Zambia Managing Director Dr. Ihiani Nwogu said the bank is encouraged to be part of the commemorative activities, indicating that the initiative promotes strong institutional partnerships and shared responsibility in community development. Dr. Nwogu further announced that Access Bank has committed a 500,000 kwacha sponsorship toward the event, stating that the bank looks forward to supporting initiatives that promote social welfare while reinforcing cooperation between corporate entities and public institutions.
As corporate citizens, we recognize the initiatives of this scale and impact require collective efforts. It calls for partnership across the private sector, SMEs, cooperating partners, and the public. As a long-standing financial services partner for the Zambia Air Force, we have proudly supported the Red Arrows Rugby Club for the last 11 years. And through the partnership, we have witnessed firsthand how sport can inspire young people, build character, and strengthen the communities we serve.
In global news, Gabon's media regulator has announced the suspension of social media platforms until further notice, saying online content has fueled conflict and deepened divisions in the country. In a televised statement, the High Authority for Communication cited the spread of false information cyberbullying and the unauthorized disclosure of personal data as reasons for the decision. Its spokesperson, Jean-Claude Mendome, did not specify which platforms would be affected, but WhatsApp, Facebook, and TikTok are popular in the country. We monitored the BBC for other